This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast.
You are on Mad Wednesdays with Robbie and Dean. I'm finally here in the studio with you, Dean. Very excited to be joining you for another week.
I know, and we, just like we've been doing for the last couple of weeks, we have comedians here in the studio that are joining us for the entire hour. So just when you thought Joy couldn't get any queerer, it's not just me and Robbie, but we've got Laurie Bell and Bobby McCumber joining us here in the studio. Hey guys, how's it going?
Oh, good. Oh, my God, round of applause. I love it. Thank you. So exciting.
And we're very much excited to rock and roll with a whole hour of fun with the two of you.
Yeah.
We can just kick back. And
your choice, remember.
Yes.
Yeah, you picked this.
Then I have to do less work. I'm very hip. Now, you guys for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival are doing The Dark Side, the two of us.
Yep.
And now for the past 3 years, you've done The Dark Side all around the country where it's been a trio of comedians, two and two other comedians at different times. Doing different types. You stand up and lots of shows, and you've been changing it all around.
Mm.
And this year you decided to go, you know what, we're gonna chill in, we're gonna take it easy. You're doing three shows in three different venues during the comedy festival. That's bold.
Yeah. Well, we didn't think we'd last more than one night in the venue, so we had to, just going from previous experience.
There was that time in Canberra where we broke the whole sound system.
You broke it.
Okay, well, they let me behind the bar, so.
I have actually heard that story before. Yeah, so that has gotten around. But I kind of think it's smart going, let's just not do one venue. Everyone's sticking themselves in the city or in one venue for an entire month. No, let's get around. Let's shit. So that way you come to the people instead of the people.
We come to you, Quiz.
Yeah. We do. And you. You also
come for
me
you,
because,
Quiz.
Yeah, one of the venues is 500 metres from my house.
So I do the exact same thing. Yeah, well, I'm like, oh, doing a festival, what's near me that I can...
Completely.
I feel like I want to make a show in my house. That would be even easier.
That's happened during Fringe, I think.
Yeah. I don't think Comedy Festival would be down for it.
No.
Have you been having a fun comedy festival? You've seen a lot of other people's shows?
I
feel like there was a massive pause there.
No.
And it's like, actually, no, we're bad friends to our friends.
No, I know, yeah. I haven't seen too many local, but I will. It's just so hectic doing three shows in one month. Mm. So
it is a lot to fit in a month.
We are finishing.
And we're doing two of them in one weekend, guys. Yeah. Like, come on.
It's full on. We have to have intermission.
We actually do.
Sometimes we do. Venue's choice. Anyway, I mean, I've seen a couple of big. I saw Hannah Gadsby. And I saw Michelle Wolf when she opened. I'm going to see Ann Edmonds tonight. So, yeah, seeing the bigger ones. Hopefully next week when our schedule's, you know, not as busy.
Yeah, your two shows will be done.
We'll see. Then we're going to
wrap them up.
Yeah.
And I've just come off of doing Adelaide Fringe and then another festival in Tassie. So I've seen a lot of good shows. So
you can be like, yeah, I know who's good. I'm just going to be over here on the couch.
Yeah, I know. My wife's from here. So she's actually, she grew up in the Dandenongs, not in Dandenong. although there's nothing wrong with that.
Is there a difference?
Yeah, one's a beautiful forest and one's not. And
yeah, well, I live in the Footscray. I don't live in Footscray. Okay. The Footscray. Okay, so there's a difference.
So I've actually been spending time with my parents-in-law, which has been... it's good to be back.
I was about to say, yeah, okay, so it's been an interesting time.
Yeah, bit of fun.
Now, you guys are going to be performing, just to give everyone a heads up, you're going to see The Dark Side, the two of us, is performing two nights this week on Friday and Saturday. Friday night is at Pride of Our Footscray, the community bar, which is a fabulous queer community bar, which is wonderful.
Yeah.
And the Saturday night's at the 86.
Yeah.
And what I kind of love is you've both gone with, you did the Wesleyan as well, you've done that already, but with these two venues, you've gone with queer venues, which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, and, you know, the Wesleyan's in Northcote, so I think that kind of...
I mean, it's just jazz by default,
that's
really.
That's sandwiched by the gay community.
Yeah. Past, doesn't it? Yeah.
That's what we wanted to do, definitely. We were hoping to hit up those venues, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see how it goes.
Well, with The Dark Side, when you've been doing it, you've been going all around. You have been going around the country. You did the Chill Out Festival. You've done Canberra. You've done, you know, so you've been taking it. And even though it's you guys doing your stand-up and it's different each time and it's always changing, you're taking that little queer pocket all over the place, which I think is pretty cool.
Completely.
Yeah, well, especially in Canberra, because there's, like, we've noticed that there's not much happening. Like, so whenever we go there, this is, like, they're just just really happy. That I'm like, you're talking on a microphone about gayness. It's really nice. Yeah.
They're really appreciative when we go to Canberra. And yeah, so we do...
Everywhere else, they're quite lukewarm. Yeah. But like Canberra's banging.
I just feel like we had Craig Hill in earlier and he was saying the same thing. He's like, Canberra, there were four homosexuals in my audience. I was very excited. We're really talking up Canberra today.
I've had a trip to Canberra.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of politicians that we don't talk about, but they're just enjoying themselves.
I mean, don't they get enough talking about them during the week? They don't need the weekends.
I can't imagine though many of them were part of the audience.
No. We had Petty Wong at one of our shows. No, we didn't. I'm sorry.
We can dovetail into it. All right, well, we've got you guys for the whole hour, so why don't we dive into a little bit of tunes for all of our listeners. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9, and if you just want to hang out with the dark side during this weekend, why don't you just jump to the Melbourne International Comedy Festival website. You can look up Laurie Bell, Bobby McCumber, I've got to get your name
That's
right.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, my God, where's my
name? Let me say that. McCumber.
Yeah, I don't know why.
You keep choking on cum. What's that?
I was like, well, no, I'm starting to freak out about what I'm saying on air. The Dark Side, the two of us, it's here for the Melbourne International Comedy Festival Friday night at Pride of Our Footscray and Saturday night. I'm the only one in here trying to keep a straight face.
I don't know how you kept going.
I just keep talking. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie, Dean, Laurie and Bobby. Woo! You're on Mad Wednesday on Joy 94.9 and it's the Mad Wednesday Dynamic Duo joined by the Dark Side here on Wednesday. I was really proud. I thought of that 2 seconds ago. Robbie, Dean and Laurie Bell and Bobby McCumber. And we are diving. We're just having a laugh, quite frankly.
We're having a great time.
You guys are doing the comedy festival. The Dark Side's in the comedy festival. And this Friday and Saturday at Friday Night Pride of Our Footscray and Saturday Night the 86 Bar, we can get a whole lot of laughs. But I want to let you guys know we've got a competition that we're doing. We're going to do a comp, aren't we, Robbie?
We are. We've got a very exciting competition. Speaking of the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, Colette Mann and Jeff Payne have a show, Man Up and Take the Pain. Now, these two are both Neighbours stars, Colette Mann and Jeff Payne, and they are going to be running an intense masterclass in soap acting.
Do you know what? I was so confused by this because I kept seeing the ads and was like, that sounds really interesting. And then people started saying it's for the comedy festival, and I'm like, that is so smart. So many people were brought up thinking they were going to get something completely different.
Yes, you're just going, oh, I'd love to pretend to cry. Delirious.
So for anyone who's ever wanted to be a soapy star, now is your chance. You can learn to cry on cue, walk and talk, and at the same time make your co-stars look fabulous.
Colette's been doing that for years.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually don't think that's what we do at all. We should probably do this class.
We need to do the class.
Yeah.
The show is at the Campari House at 8:30 p.m. until April 21st. Tickets are selling fast, so book now at comedyfestival.com.au. We have two tickets, a double pass to give away to the show on Saturday night, Saturday the 13th of April. That's this Saturday.
Yeah. I mean, there's the dark side, but whatever.
I know, this is
go see soap.
It's nearly sold out anyway. Yeah.
Tens and tens of tickets sold.
So what we're going to do is we're asking you, our listeners, we want you to give us the title of your soap opera. If your life was a soap opera, what would the title be? Hit us up on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au. You have to be a Joy member and you can't have loved it. You can't have loved anything. You can't have won anything in the last week. Robbie.
Oh, how true, Dean. I'm sad by your accidental comment.
Or if someone can actually just come into the studio and hug him.
I'm very here for it.
That'll
Robbie,
be enough.
What would your soap opera be?
None of us are willing to do it.
No. I'm getting no love from any of you.
No. The soap opera of my life, of course, would be called The Gaze of Our Lives.
The Gaze of Our Lives. Mine would be, you know how Channel 9 has had bad mums and they've been terrible ads with bad mums. Mine would be busy homosexual. But in my mind, it's not so much a soap opera, but more of a telenovela. So it would be busy homosexuale.
Yeah.
That, I reckon, is how mine would go.
And if anyone doubts just you describing it, it's gay.
In case you didn't realise, it's probably not going to be on Channel 7 or 9. Yeah.
I'm glad it's a telenovela because I knew it was going to be overacted.
Just needs to be with that extra bit of oomph. What about you guys? What would yours be?
Mine would be Bobby's Naked Truth, and it would have to be After Hours. So a lot of and that's just me. It's like Gogglebox, but I'm naked. That's pretty much all it is.
Oh, man. If I had a dollar for every time. If I had a dollar. Just per tit, I'd be great.
my goodness, if that doesn't sell tickets to the Dark Carnival.
Laurie, what about you?
Oh, I've got no idea.
We put you on the spot.
Yeah, you have. You have. I don't know. Gingers of our lives. I don't know.
All right. Just this is our sauce on top of our heads. These are the ideas of our TV show, Soap Opera Lives, that you would have. So if you've got your suggestion, hit us up on 0427JOY949 or honor@joy.org.au to go into the draw to see...
To see Colette Mann and Jeff Payne in Man Up and Take the Pain this Saturday, the 13th of April at 8:30 p.m.
But someone else who's performing this Saturday is the Dark Side, who we've got here in the studio. They're doing their show Friday and Saturday night, which is usually as just getting up and having a laugh.
Yeah, it is.
What a great technique. You know, you don't have to describe anything. Yeah. You're both darks. It's in the title. Come and see us.
Yeah, we'd be very confused if someone got offended when we wrote it.
Yeah. I reckon there's been a couple of those people.
What are you here for?
What are you doing? No, everyone is welcome, which is wonderful.
And there's no Star Wars references.
No.
I'm upset now.
Yeah. You can pop your lightsaber away.
When you've been touring around, have you found that some of your audiences, when you go to different places, aren't necessarily queer and don't know quite what to do with some of your comedy sometimes? I mean, I know it's not the basis of everything that you do.
Yeah, well, we do perform at queer festivals, so that's how we get most of our audience. But we've had, like in Canberra, we've had straight couples that are just walking up to the venue and they're like, what's on tonight? And they've come to our show.
It was very funny because it was a very burly man sports bar.
I was just smashing a snitty, bro.
And then just a whole bunch of lesbians just started like filling the whole place and like, oh, I don't know where to look. I don't know what's going on. So, we kind of took them all upstairs and a couple of the boys came up and they didn't hate it. It was great.
No, they didn't. They loved it. It was great. So... Yeah, it's been all right.
You've got to teach them something a little bit different.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
No, a couple of them were taking notes.
How to trap a lesbian.
Actually, just how to bang a woman correctly.
Yeah, that would help.
Well, I was about to say, they're going to need a much bigger book than just writing on the survey.
They're going to learn more there than they've probably learned their entire lifetime.
They need to know. We've delved in, haven't we?
Yeah,
we dived right in.
I love it.
We're never getting invited back, are we?
No, you absolutely are. I'm having way too much fun already. This is why when I ran into you guys, we actually started talking about doing this. This whole idea about getting comedians in for more than 10 minutes during the comedy festival was running into you guys at Chill Out Festival. Being like, let's get you in the whole time. Let's just have a laugh. Yeah. Have a good time.
That was a weird day, though, because we accidentally sort of came across the picnic that happens at Chill Out.
And
we
just festival.
We didn't realise the carnival day was happening.
No, well, we realised it was on, but we didn't realise how amazing it was.
Oh, so good.
Yeah. And we had hours to kill and it was so hard just keeping ourselves sober enough for the show.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, well, I was the designated driver.
Yeah.
So
First mistake. Yeah.
Lots of kangaroos out there, so I had to make sure that I was sober. I mean, of course, I would be sober anyway. It doesn't matter if there's kangaroos or not. So after that conversation, that was great. Yeah, we saw you there taking photos. I was like, I'm a hitty mom. And we're going to make this happen.
And it has.
I don't care if he was drunk.
And now we've got you here. No. It all works out well. It always works out. So just a subtle reminder, everyone, The Dark Side is hitting the Melbourne International Comedy Festival for two more nights. It's The Dark Side, The Two of Us. Have I gotten that title right?
I think you've lost the idea of subtle, though, but yeah.
Two more nights, this Friday night at Pride of Athletes Grey, a community bar, and this Saturday night at the 86. So go and see it. Also a reminder, we've got a double pass to give away to go and see...
Colette Mann and Jeff Payton, Man Up and Take the Pain.
For the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, we're asking you, what would the title of your soap opera be? We had our suggestions. And Mark from Armidale's message in saying, my soap opera would be called Desperate and Dateless. However, I have a new love interest and I'd love to take him to the comedy and call it a date. Well, Mark, that's good. Message back with his name and we can make some public declarations about it,
definitely.
That would make it even better because maybe you can take him on a date on Saturday night. And if you don't win the tickets, why not go and see The Dark Side on Saturday night as well?
It sounds so up your alley.
I'm all about the selling, everybody. I know how to upsell. When I worked in retail, they loved me.
I just refuse to admit that a beautiful gay man like yourself worked in retail.
Yeah, I did. It was selling runners to people. So I'm very good at... when I go to get runners and shoes and things and they try to swindle me, I'm like, no, I know all about arch support. You're not going to fool me. I used to teach people, so I'm all over it. But if you want to tell us what would your soap opera be or TV show of your life be, hit us up on 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au. More importantly, after the news is... The Batchy Report! And when we told the girls that Robbie's Batchy Report was coming back, We're a little crazy here. Oh my God.
We're going to need a bit of time, Dean, because for once I'm not the only Bachelor, that only Bachelor fan.
Well, you're
not
a Bachelor, I was about to say, you're married, babe. Yeah.
Not only in the studio, but within a 10-kilometre radius.
Like, our voices went higher than theirs.
Oh my God.
I won't believe it.
It's going to be very exciting, so you are going to want to stick around. You're on Mad Wednesdays on Joy 94.9 with Robbie, Dean, Laurie and Bobby. Yeah.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.